Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, I'm going to be giving you an update on everything going on with AIbox. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that I'm building AIbox, which is my very own no-code AI app builder and marketplace. And with the GPT store from OpenAI that just launched a month ago, this is really exciting for me. I feel like it's quite validating that, you know, we were going in the right direction. We've been building this for over a year. So going to give you all the updates. And the biggest thing is that there is less than 30 days left on our crowdfunding campaign over on Republic. So we launched this. So far, we've raised $314,000 from over 360 investors. So if you're interested in investing in AIbox, getting involved with the project, I'll leave a link in the description to republic.com/AI-box. But otherwise, I wanted to cover everything that we're building and how you can make money from AI tools today.
That's awesome. Jaden, this is such a cool concept because there's so many different AI tools out there, but they're not all in one place. There's a lot of research involved even just to find all these things. I guess what's your overall concept here? I know that ChatGPT has their GPT store, which is all kind of built within ChatGPT, and there are some outside AI tools that plug in such as DALL-E, but what's your vision for this? Cause I've never actually heard you say like your full vision for the project.
Yeah. So something that I think is crazy is like Apple, in 2022, I believe processed over $1.1 trillion in transactions on their app store. So I really believe that AIbox is going to be like the app store for AI tools. And I think OpenAI is kind of like the precursor, blueprint for how this could happen. But the reason I don't believe that OpenAI specifically is going to be able to achieve this with the GPT store is for a couple reasons. Number one, OpenAI only has like OpenAI products, right? So they're like ChatGPT for text, which I think is the best for text, DALL-E for images. And so I think to really create something powerful, you need to include like all of the other best in class industry players. So like for images, Midjourney is the best image generator, so we'll be having Midjourney on. Like for video, it's Runway right now that's doing the best on video, and for audio, it's 11 Labs that does the best for 11 Labs. So we've integrated 11 Labs API. So it's kind of like the concept of the GPT store, except like if there was no limits to which AI tools you could use and which softwares you can embed, and you can build these things really robustly yourself. I actually love the GPT store. I built a handful of GPTs myself. But usually it's kind of like, if I'm like, I just have like a prompt that I use repetitively on ChatGPT, and I'm like, yeah, I'll just turn it into a GPT. So it's like a bookmark. It's pretty much like a bookmark because I don't let you bookmark your conversations. So like, that's kind of what I'm using it for at the moment. I know there's some better capabilities they're building. But the concept with AIbox is really to build like powerful AI apps and then to allow people to actually make money from them. So the idea being like you can create these tools and you can, you know, pick your price or you get a royalty based off of usage or whatever. And no matter how many usages, like you just get paid for every time someone uses one of your tools.
That's awesome. So I'd like to hear like an example of a tool, because in my mind I'm picturing, so like you said, 11 Labs is like the best voice processing AI, where ChatGPT is more text heavy. And then like there's other, some, you know, new video generation ones, like Pika Labs and stuff. There's all these different tools. Does someone who's making a GPT for AIbox, are they the ones who are connecting these somehow, or are they like, yeah, how does that work?
Yeah. So we have a no code AI app builder that we've built. So you don't have to be a developer. You don't have to know any code. You essentially just go into a panel. And on the side panel, there's like all of the AI models. So like OpenAI and 11 Labs and DALL-E and whatever, everything else. And you just click and drag it onto the screen. There's a little box for the prompt, just like if you were using ChatGPT. You type in the prompt that you want, And then you can just like drag a little line to connect it to the next AI model. And so you can, okay, you can chain all of these AI models together to make some like cool workflows. So an example like I've used a lot is I have a newsletter, and I pretty much just built like a bunch of AI boxes for like my virtual assistants for a bunch of tasks. So like I figure out the whole workflow, I link together all the tools, and then I just tell them like, hey, go to this place to grab like this bit of data, put it in here, and then upload the output to like our newsletter. So pretty much all they have to do is go and grab like three articles from, you know, the sources I tell them. They plug them in. It will like summarize the articles. It will write like a snippet. It will tell you how long it's going to take to read the newsletter. It will write like a funny quip at the beginning of every thing. It will generate a couple images to go for like headers on it. And pretty much like all they have to do is copy and paste three links in, and it's going to generate this whole thing. And eventually we'll have it work and automatically grab the links, and it can automatically push it into Beehive, our newsletter publication platform. So it's going to continue to get more and more automated. But something like that is just like so much more powerful than a standard GPT you could make on OpenAI. It's really going to automate your whole thing you're doing.
That's amazing. So like when you were kind of describing that, my mind went to, ManyChat? It's like a chat bot, but basically you make workflows where you say, input this word. So if someone responds, robot, then it's going to send them this message and then this, offer. And it kind of is all laid out visually with arrows and stuff. Is that kind of similar to how it would be?
Yeah, it's exactly like that, but just for your tools. And so, it makes it really, it's really simple the way we've laid it out. You just put your prompt in and connect to the AI model. So like the output of one model will be the input for the next one. And like, you could build some complex stuff. Like, I mean, I think you'll get to the point where like, if you wanted to start, if you wanted to test out like a new podcast topic, but you didn't want to do all the work to record it and schedule and set it up yourself, you could just build like a flow where you put in the keyword for the topic. It uses ChatGPT to write maybe like a podcast script using your prompt, plugs it into like 11 labs. It's going to generate an audio file of that is going to, be able to upload automatically to Spotify for podcasters. And then it's going to use ChatGPT to write like a title and a description based off of that you can upload as well. And so it's going to be like, I want to create a podcast and here's the topic. And then boom, it just creates it and publishes it for you.
That's amazing. And so if you've listened to our podcast in the past, we've talked about the value of creating GPTs, because a lot of people don't really see the value in it. They're like, well, I could just do it myself. I could figure out how to take my, text and turn it into, a voice on 11 labs and then do all this. But the real value is the time savings and also the expertise of bringing them all together. Because a lot of the AI models, they're good if you know how to use them. Like Midjourney is good, for example, and making amazing images if you know the right prompts and how to use it. So I guess for the people out there who are thinking about like, how could I actually make money with GPTs and like, where's the value? Can you like expand on that at all? Or what are your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, as far as the value of creating them, you could just get paid to create them, but something else cool that we're going to be doing, so like, let's say you create one of these GPTs and it's, doing really well on AI box, you're going to get paid every single time someone uses it. So you get a royalty, and I think that's a lot of people are excited about that. And of course, the way it's split is like it costs us money to ping the OpenAI API, so we pay a percentage to them, and then we pay a percentage to you. And the other thing that I think a lot of people are going to like that's cool about this is you'll have the ability to embed your own like AI boxes, your own tools that you create into your own services. So like, let's say you have kind of like, I don't know if you've ever done this before, but you can like take a YouTube video and embed it into like a blog post. Yeah, at the bottom of YouTube, there's like a little embed code. So it'll be the same. It'll be a similar thing where you can embed these into your own websites. You can embed them into your own communities. Let's say you have like a paid Discord community where like people have to pay to get on it, and then you give them advice, or like you have a you have like a Patreon or something. You'll be able to create these tools that are exclusive to your paid users as well. And I think it's going to be awesome. Like, my background is obviously in creating software. And so like a lot of times I'll like go to my developers and I'm like, hey, I want to spin up a new AI tool. That's like, for example, when we did Self-Pause's AI life coach, where I was like, hey, we want to spin up an AI tool. Here's like this mega prompt we've created. We've developed with some life coaches that's going to like help facilitate all this. You got to go embed it. And then, you know, it takes a while for them to go and like build this tool in and code it and push it to the app store and like do the whole thing. The thing that's going to be amazing about AI Box is that you're going to be able to like literally just create that thing in like 20 minutes and then get the embed code, embed it into your software, which already probably has its own paywall to get premium access for whatever. And all of a sudden, like you instantly have these like AI tools that are that you can spin out really quick, test to see if people like them. And it's just a really fast way to prototype and build AI tools. So that's exciting for me.
That's awesome. So the value proposition to the people creating the GPTs is that there's actual money involved. You can actually make money by creating these. And as of this point, OpenAI doesn't offer that. It's kind of just like you're sharing your prompts. So there's money to be made for the developers of the GPTs. And then for businesses, for example, they could then use that and embed it in their own website. So like a realtor could offer, like you can automatically find out, you know, comps on your own house, you know, using this GPT on my website. And it's like a value they can offer to their customers, essentially.
Yep, 100%. So this is something we're super, super excited about. The technology is amazing. We're going to be launching this relatively soon, and I hope we're aiming to launch this this first quarter of the year. So it's going to be exciting. If you're interested in getting on the waitlist to use it, you can go to aibox.ai. We currently have over 3,500 people on the waitlist, including like there's a bunch of you can see the emails of where people are signing up from. So it's exciting to see there's a bunch of people from Google, Atlassian, Harvard, KPMG, FedEx, Ally Bank. So like a bunch of big companies are on the waitlist to use this and to create tools. So I have, you know, a lot of confidence we're gonna have some really high quality tools on here. This is gonna be really big. So really, really excited about that. And in addition, something that I'll be doing when we first launch is promoting some of my favorite AI boxes on my podcast. So last year, my podcast did 2 million listens. And I'm thinking just at the beginning of every podcast, I'll talk about, you know, the GPTs that are the most useful, that I love the most. And so, you know, if you're on the wait list and you get on there early, then you probably will be able to be promoted there. So super excited. But if you're interested, get on that wait list. And if you're interested in investing in the project, you can do that on republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the description. The minimum investment is $150, maximum is $100,000. And like I said, we've raised $314,000 so far on Republic. So really excited. We have less than 30 days, less than a month till the end of this campaign. So if you're interested, I'd get on it. But thanks for tuning into the podcast today, and hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.